KQED.
Less than 20 miles separate downtown San Diego from Tijuana, but at times that distance can seem much greater. San Diego's new mayor, Bob Filner, has embraced the relationship. He plans to open an office in Tijuana to help strengthen the bond between the cities. Katie Orr of KPBS reports.
Mexican culture looms large in San Diego. The food, the music, the cross-border traffic, all of it leaves a mark. But the relationship between San Diego and Tijuana can be strained at times. And while the city's gotten safer, many Americans are still afraid to travel south after years of drug violence in Tijuana. But throughout his campaign, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner championed his plan to improve relations with Mexico. He touted his experience working on border issues while in Congress and the relationships he's built with Mexican leaders. At campaign rallies, people would chant his name in Spanish. And the momentum culminated at his State of the City address when Filner announced when his Tijuana office would open.
You know, the opening of a border affairs office in Tijuana is going to be just the first step in building a partnership to coordinate border infrastructure improvements and to market our binational region to international investments. In fact, today we have secured an office which will open on February 1st.
That date has come and gone, and no ribbon has yet been cut. In fact, a visit to the Tijuana high-rise revealed few people there even knew who Filner was, much less that he was supposed to have an office in the building. Eventually, I was told that Filner would have access to the building, but wouldn't have a physical office there. Filner insists the office will open soon and attributes the delay to minor logistics. KPBS is currently waiting for a copy of the lease. The fact that Filner's attempt to open an office in Tijuana hasn't gone smoothly could serve as a metaphor for the relationship between San Diego and Tijuana. Many good intentions with ambiguous results. But entrepreneur Jordi Munoz says an office could be beneficial to the business relationship between the cities. He's president of 3D Robotics, which designs and manufactures drones for personal use.
We just opened a new La Maquiladora, that stands for a Mexican factory in Tijuana.
Munoz employs 25 people in that factory and 30 people at his research and design facility in San Diego. He had an advantage in setting up his factory because he grew up in Tijuana and knows how the city works. He says a San Diego office in Tijuana could help people who may need a bit more guidance.
Because of the language, the people, the connection, you don't know anything. And when you think about Tijuana, you have like probably the wrong perception.
Fixing those perceptions could be another benefit of an office. It's something the Tijuana government has already been attempting to do. The city has had an office in San Diego for years. Alfonso Bustamante, brother of the Tijuana mayor, Carlos Bustamante, serves as the city's director of binational affairs. He says the office has tried to repair Tijuana's image following years of violence in the city.
In the past years that we needed somehow to let people know exactly what Tijuana was, not what was being said, that it was not as bad as they were saying.
But perhaps the biggest obstacle to improving the relationship between the cities is the border itself. Wait times to return to the U.S. are a major issue. A quick trip can turn into an hours-long ordeal if you don't have a special pass. Filner knows this and says he and the Tijuana mayor will do what they can to tackle what's primarily a federal issue. As many before him have, Filner has visions of marketing San Diego and Tijuana as a mega region, with easy travel between the two and a collaborative relationship. But first, he has to open the office. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.